Good morning, everybody. Salman here. Serving you up some awesome classical Indian music here this morning. For the first hour, various artists in various parts of India will be featured. This is the infamous, probably one of the most famous Bansuri players in the world, Pandit Hari Prasad, killing it. This is Rag Yaman, and in the piece is entitled Mata, which means mother. Before that, we heard Janaka Janaka Payal Bhaje by my favorite singer, classical Indian singer, Kushiki Chakrabarti. Killing it. Singing par excellence, for sure. I guess I want to use maybe this opportunity now to explain just a little bit. I don't want to ramble on here, but just a little bit about how the structure of classical Indian music and how that can be perceived from a Western ear. But I compare classical Indian music almost to jazz in the way that it is all ad lib, it's all freestyle. It's like the original jam band, man. But the rag is the melodic mode or structure of the piece, which can be determined by, many things. One of them being the emphasis of a particular point in the mode. They do sarugam, and we do solfege, so there's this Saregama Pada Nisa, and ours is Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti Do. Same. And the emphasis on which of those notes is the origin, basically the tonic, I guess you would say, which is not necessarily Do all the time, especially with the vast amount of rags that India has produced. Another thing that determines a rag is the exact notes that are sargam on an ascending, going up, and a descending function. So the scale may be different. We have one in Western music, it's called mixolydian, where it's minor going up and it's major going down. Well, most rags have some kind of theme like that, where the note will change dependent on if you're going up the scale or down the scale with the following note. So that's a rag, and then you have tals, which are the rhythmic cycles. Like the first piece we heard was teen tal, that's the most basic tal. Basically what we would call 4-4 time. It's a 16-beat rhythmic cycle, and they can go as far up to as, I think, 32 or even more rhythmic cycles that determine the beginning of the next quote-unquote bar. But as I said before, I usually compare classical Indian music to jazz because there is an implied melody, usually during the alap, which is the very beginning of a classical Indian piece. That's the point where the instrumentalists will start to establish the modality, they'll establish the rag, and then the tablist comes in for the gut, which is what we're listening to now, when the drums come in, and they will establish the rhythmic cycle, or the tal. Really cool stuff, but just as far as a way to listen to it, to kind of wrap your mind around it, as I said before, it's kind of like jazz. There's an implied melody, they establish that, and then the whole rest of the piece is just the instrumentalist dancing around that and having a good time. It's jam band, jazz style. Anywho's it. That being said, it is 9:25 here, Taos, New Mexico. I'm gonna get off and let the music keep rolling here, but I certainly hope that gives you a better understanding of classical Indian music in general. I hope that helps. And before I go, also shout out to Harmony and Dan. I know they're out there listening, so Thanks, guys. Much love. This is KNCE Taos 93.5. Good morning, everybody. And a beautiful Sunday morning it is. It's exactly 9:20 right now. On the dot. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in to KNCE. Well, this part is very beautiful. And I'm also here to just let you know what we've been listening to. Right now we're listening to the scrumptiously awesome epic Rimsky-Korsakov Capriccio Espanol by Dallas Symphony Orchestra. Before that we heard from Jean-Pierre Rampal, amazing classical flautist, doing a piece that I actually never heard before. It's by J.B. Krumholtz, and it's the first movement from his sonata in F major for flute and piano. Very top of the set, as I usually do. I played a little Indian classical to ease us into the day. That was S. Balachandar and Shivaraman doing Netum Mahima. Netum Mahima. Okay, there we go. I got it. Woo! I can do it today, folks. I can read. Anyway. And we thank you again for tuning in. This is KNCE Taos 93.5. I'll pop on a little later and read some more promos and talk your ear off. Maybe hear some weather. Taos Live calendar. It's all coming up, folks. But we got plenty of time. Got another hour and 40 minutes with you guys. Just doing my thing here. Sunday morning. It's all Sunday songs. Thank you.